97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Markets are looking at the fact you are making all these promises. Latest one was car loans. You're flooding the thing with giveaways.
But we're going to grow.
I was actually quite kind to you. I used 7 trillion. The upper estimate is 15 trillion.
People like
the Wall Street Journal, who's hardly a communist organization.
Yeah, but you don't know.
They have criticized you on this as well. You are running up enormous debts.
What does the Wall Street Journal know? I'm meeting with them tomorrow. What does the Wall Street Journal know? They've been wrong about everything. So have you. But
what kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne goes to making money.
I want us to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Charles Payne, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
It's great, man. I'm glad to be back.
You've been busy on this book tour. I'm just glad to get you on the radio.
It's nonstop, my man. It is nonstop.
What did you think about that interview with Trump yesterday and John Micklewaite? That was classic.
It was classic. I didn't see the whole thing, but I got to tell you something. I'm watching this thing, and I'm saying, you know, love him or hate him, the mentality that Trump has, it's like, you know, Magneto used to wear that metal helmet, right? Like, he blocks out all of your BS and just keeps hitting you back. Like, I mean, honestly, what bothers me a lot about, I've been seeing these little articles here and there, how Trump has a war on the experts. You know, we're all supposed to have a war on the so-called experts because the science is never settled. You know, the science is never settled. And I think that's something we learned in COVID. You know, all of the so-called experts say, hey, you do this, and that. And that's not exactly what you do. And by the way, things evolve. Things happen. And this sort of, you know, hey, terrorists never work. Well, guess what? They have in the past. You know, it's so funny because I used to have this argument with the folks in the journal. They come on my show. And this is long before Trump ever brought it up, like for the last few years, because I studied the Fort Norm McCumber terrorists in the 1920s mm-hmm. as we were coming out of the worst the recession in the century then. Of course, we know about McKinley. So it's one of these things where it's not necessarily an economic plan per se. It's an economic device, right? And think about this. Last night, Louis Vuitton reported their earnings, and then stock is down. One of the things they mentioned was that their brandy sales, right? Because the big thing is it was a merger between, with Hennessy, is that their Hennessy sales are down because recently China put tariffs on brandy. Right. And so think about that for a moment. China has tariffs and they've had them for a long time. We watched their economy go from zero from the Flintstones to the Jetsons. Someone says, well, you can't grow an economy with tariffs, you wonder how did China go from the poorest country in the world to one of the richest, if not the richest. So again, it's a device. It could potentially be painful. But mm-hmm. if we're going to fight against countries for fairness, we're the largest, strongest, biggest economy in the world. Everyone wants to sell here.
Yes.
So if I got to fight, I'm going to go in there as a heavyweight, and everyone I fight is going to be smaller than me. So, yeah, I may take a couple of blows, but I am going to win, and they're going to quit sooner than I will.
That's
the way he's talking about it.
Yeah, it's the attitude that's been missing, right? The not apologizing and saying, we want you to produce your goods here, and if this is what it takes for me to convince you, I'm willing to get in the ring with you.
Exactly. And when these guys talk from the corporate perspective, it's just like, again, do you really care? And this is something that do you really care? And when they say it's a tax on consumers, you don't really care. Listen, I defend the capitalism in corporations, but they don't care. I mean, oh man, Pete had to pay more money. In fact, every company out there seeks one thing. That's organic pricing power.
Yeah.
If they themselves can raise prices without hurting the volume, they do it every single day.
Well, what's ironic is people are up in arms about the tariffs that he wants to impose, saying, oh, this is going to hurt the average consumer. But then you think about the inflation that's been under the Biden-Harris administration and what they want to do, which is, of course, tax these big corporations. Well, guess who's going to end up paying for a lot of that? The consumer.
Right. And Kim, there's a big difference between a tariff that may raise the price of a plastic balloon, plastic beach balloon at Walmart from $1 to $1.10, and confiscation, taxes. I don't have to buy that plastic beach balloon. I don't have to buy any of these things they're talking about. Very few of these things will I have to buy. I can say no thank you. Mm-hmm. But when the government's confiscating my money, I do have, they take it. I have no choice. You know, I mean, listen, if you have tried, they have all failed. By the way, May 14th of this year, a press release from the White House. President Biden takes action to protect American workers and businesses from China's unfair practices. So, still in aluminum tariffs, they went from 7.5% to 25%. Semiconductor tariffs went from 25% to 50%. EV tariffs went from 25% to 100%. Battery tariffs from 7.5% to 25%. Solar sales from 25% to 50%. Ship-to-shore cranes were 0 to 25%. Medical products from 0 to 50%. By the way, did you remember hearing this in the news, how crazy this was?
No,
it's kind of weird, right?
It is kind of weird how that by omission that you don't hear those things. You know, I watched you on with Bill Hemmer yesterday, and you were on fire about these Kamala Harris proposals, clearly trying to give money away to get black men to vote for her.
Yeah, when I saw that list and I saw the ideas, I didn't even really know where to start. You know, I voted for President Obama the first time he ran because I've been afraid of where black people are going in this country. And I was hoping that, you know, a guy who's articulate, family man, I don't care, I didn't like any of his politics, but I did like his hubris. The Democratic Party told him to wait in line after Hillary. He said no. I love that. No, it's not, we don't want to wait in line, you know, for you to tell us when we can have our chance. I loved all of those things about him, and I prayed that his example would do, you know, would help black America, young black men in particular. And it really didn't have the impact that I was hoping for, in part because he didn't have the impact. You know, at the White House, it was always about celebrities. You know, if I was the first black president in America, you would see, I would blow your mind. There would be days, all of a sudden, the military would show up in Harlem, and you say, what the hell is going on? They'd lay out 100 chairs, folding chairs, a stage, and I'd come out there with books, and I'd have every kid in the block sit down and reread books together. I would have done things that he just never did. He never bothered to help the black community, and neither has Kamala Harris. So they're just doing the old Democrat playbook. We're going to pimp you guys. Oh, we're going to help you with legalized marijuana. Well, we fell for that, right? Every ad in every state that has legal marijuana use black children and young black men and black families. Hey, this is entrepreneurial. My state, New Jersey, when they legalized it, they gave out the licenses, 45 licenses. Not one was a black person. Black people have to wake up. The Democratic Party have been using black people, and just imagine buying your vote for $20,000.
Wow.
I mean, just think about that for a moment. It's so preposterous on every single level. Every single level makes you want to cry or scream.
First time I heard Donald Trump talk about running for office, he said, I probably would never do it, but if I did, here's what I would do. And I just heard Charles Payne say that. Charles Payne, 2028.
I'd vote for you.
I'm telling you.
Thanks a lot. I tell you, sometimes I look at this and I do swear, I said in my mind, I said, I could do better. I really, yeah. I mean, just, I just really care about everybody, you know, and I just, I'm a registered independent. And ever since when I was 18 years old, they said, hey, you know, you can register to vote. And I just, for some reason, I knew that I didn't want to be indebted or, you know, with either party, that I always wanted to be independent, an independent thinker and doer.
Well, how are sales going with the Unbreakable Investor?
It's going very, very, very well. You know, by the way, I've got a new offer.
Okay.
I wrote a piece called about animal spirits. It's a special offer because of this election. And I'm really afraid we're going to lose animal spirits. So if anybody wants to go to Unbreakable Investor, they can get both of my books, Unbreakable Investor, Unstoppable Prosperity, and my free this is a 25-page report. I talk about fascist economics, which I think we would be a part of. That's where we're heading right now, and some other things. So it's all at unbreakableinvestor.com. By the way, the book and all that stuff is free, but they have to pay for postage and handling.
Yeah, we'll check it out. Always right, great thanks. Having you on, Charles. Thank you.
It's been far too long.
It has. We'll talk
all right,
soon.
See y'all later.
All right, thank you. Charles Payne there, Fox Business Network. You can listen to him 1 to 2 p.m. Central every day.
Get more at 971talk.com.